To the Manor Born by Peter Spence, starring Penelope Keith, Keith Barron, and Angela Thorne. The Rhythms of the Earth.
Good morning, Ned.
Morning, Rector.
Thank you again for mending the church clock.
You should be running all right now.
Yes, well, I'm looking forward to that.
Morning, Rector. Summer is almost with us.
Indeed, Miss Frobisher. As I said in my sermon...
Good morning, Rector. Lovely sermon. The length. Pity Mr. De Vere wasn't in church to hear it.
I suppose he does know that as the new squire, he is church warden and chairman of the church council.
If he doesn't, he will. I'll see that he's in church next week.
Thank you, Mrs. Forbes Hamilton.
Well, really much. You'd think he'd take the trouble to turn up his first Sunday, wouldn't you?
Well, he's a busy man, or maybe he's working.
So? Ned's been working since the crack of dawn, and if he can drop everything and come to church in his tractor and trailer, why can't Mr. De Vere?
Well, I can't see him driving a tractor somehow.
In his Rolls Royce, then. It's only a couple of hundred yards from the manor. I felt such a fool.
I thought you read the lesson beautifully.
All things considered, I suppose I did. But nobody should be expected to pronounce Shebi Malakapeth without at least 3 days' notice.
I'd like to have heard what Mr. De Vere made of that.
A meatloaf of some kind, probably. Unless, of course, it's the Czechoslovakian word for supermarket, in which case it would have just rolled off his tongue.
Funny he doesn't have an accent.
At least we have that to be thankful for. But he's still got a lot to learn. You do realize the rector's sermon on stewardship was entirely for his benefit.
How do you know the rector was getting at De Vere?
Because I told him to. De Vere's been here a whole week and hasn't shown an atom of interest in anything. Not even the farms. And to think he is sitting there in my house.
Oh, please, oh, don't start that.
I'm sorry, Marjorie, but it does rankle. Particularly on a spring morning like this, when the manor is looking so lovely. I can't wait to get inside and see what he's doing.
Sorry, but you're just going to have to.
That's what you think. Ah, oh, there's Ned. I've got a job for him. Ned!
Good morning, Mrs. Forbes. Oh, Miss Frobisher.
Ned, I wonder if you could call in at the lodge and have a look at my long case clock.
The Webster again, is it?
It dings when it should bong and sounds generally very unhappy.
We can't have an unhappy clock. But they don't like changing houses. It upsets them.
Yes. You don't have to tell me how that feels.
You want me to have a look at her?
When you have a moment, any time. In the next half hour.
I'll be round.
But dump that load of manure first, won't you?
Right you are, Mrs. Forbes.
So that's what it was. Ned parking his trailer right outside the church window.
That was me thinking it was the rector. Are you coming round for coffee?
Well, if that's all right, but... If I may say, the lodge is that way.
I know where I live, Marjorie.
Then why are we heading for the manor?
I don't know why you are, but I am, because that's where I'm going.
You mean you're just going to walk in?
I have to see Mr. De Vere.
But not at this time on a Sunday, surely.
There's no better time for this particular conversation. Besides, I have to deliver his Sunday paper.
Oh, you're reduced to doing a paper round?
Of course not. I waylaid the paperboy before church and said I'd deliver Mr. De Vere's Sunday Times.
Say you'd have an excuse to call in and snoop round.
Marjorie, what an appalling suggestion.
Sorry.
But yes. Now, you go on and I'll report back later. Get Ravenger to get the coffee on.
Good luck.
Ah, Mrs. Forbes Hamilton.
Mr. De Vere, it's you.
Well, of course, I live here. Who are you expecting?
I just wasn't expecting you to answer your own door, that's
well,
all.
I just happened to be on my way to it when the bell rang.
But you're in your pyjamas.
Don't worry, I expect we can find some for you.
I'm sorry if I've got you out of bed.
Well, you haven't. I was up and about and was just coming to see if the paper had arrived.
Here we are.
Ah, thank you. Does it always arrive this late?
No. Not that it matters when there's no time to read it on a Sunday morning, anyway.
It's the only time of the week I get.
So you're not busy, then?
Not this minute.
Oh, I'm so glad this is a good moment for me to call. Well, aren't you going to invite me in?
I wasn't, no.
I promise not to take up too much of your valuable time.
Oh, very well. Come in. Well, now do sit down. Shall I see if I can rustle up a mug of instant coffee?
A mug of instant?
Well, it's all I can manage on my own. I'm not very domesticated.
Don't you have people to do that sort of thing for you?
Well, yes, normally. All the people I took over from you. But there's no sign of anybody this morning.
There wouldn't be. They were all in church.
Oh, I see.
Where you should have been as well.
Why? What happened?
Lots of things, since you ask. For one thing, we prayed for you.
Oh, if I'd known, I'd have shaved.
And the rector had a few words of welcome to you and preached a sermon on stewardship just for you.
Well, I am used to being talked about behind my back.
But instead of discharging your manorial duties, like reading the lesson and taking the collection, you were sitting here in your pyjamas reading the newspaper.
I am now. Yes. Now, it's here. I have to see what they're saying about me in the financial pages.
You should have been in church.
But it's Sunday. It's the only chance I get to find out what's happening in the outside world.
If you'd been in church, you'd know what was happening in the outside world. We also prayed for an earth tremor in Afghanistan.
Good Lord, look at this. Buildings collapse in Kabul. It looks as if your prayers were answered. You didn't happen to put a word in for the share prices of Cavendish Foods. No, you didn't.
You won't find anything about real life in the Sunday newspapers, Mr. De Vere. This is the real world, here, whatever you may think. Mr. De Vere, you're not listening.
Oh, sorry, the crossword caught my eye and I can't resist them.
You haven't got time to be doing crosswords.
Dance before the post-horn gallop, 7 letters.
I beg your pardon?
Dance before the post-horn gallop, foxtrot.
Don't try to change the subject. We were discussing you're not going to church.
Well, I'm not religious, that's all.
Religion doesn't come into it. Anyway, it's what happens after church that matters. Farming is a 7-day-a-week job, so we don't spend our Sundays quite like other people, driving to the nearest lay-by for a barbecue. Especially not in spring, which is one of our busiest times. There's the lambing to attend to, and the spring sowing, and the tree planting. In fact, 1,001 jobs I've noticed need doing, but which won't be done if nobody is giving instructions.
Yes, yes, well, give me a chance. I need time to find my feet.
And the leg up at Badger Spinney needs draining. It's full of stolen supermarket trolleys that people dump in it.
So that's where all our trolleys disappear to, is it? I've often wondered.
If I was still in charge, everything would have been done by now.
It's all new to me at the moment. I'll just have to find out about estate management as I go along.
All you have to do is ask me.
Now, look, if I need your advice, I'll ask, all right?
Good. Go on, then. Ask away. What do you want to know?
At this moment?
Yes.
What's a vessel for the fastidious?
A what?
Vessel for the fastidious, 7 letters, F something 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 P something something.
I don't do the junior crossword. Look, if you can't be serious...
Oh, but I can. I am.
If you were, the least you'd be doing is reading Countryman's Nature Notes instead of doing that... Oh, I'm obviously wasting my breath. I'd better go.
As you wish. Fusspot.
I beg your pardon?
Vessel for the fastidious, fusspot.
I'll see myself out.
I've been winding it up every Saturday night for the last 40 years. Regular as clockwork.
It's only a problem with the bell, Mr. Braidman. You see, she's got the power there, so there's no wrong with the pendulum.
Except the hands don't go round.
Well, you can't expect everything. Not a clock as old as this.
It only stopped yesterday.
Well, let's take a look at her insides, then. Oh, it's dark in here. So that's where my screwdriver got to. I missed that these last 2 years.
Must have worked its way in between the clapper and gong.
Yeah. Well, there's your bell fixed.
Will the hands work now?
I don't rightly know about that. I'd better take her in.
Oh, sorry to keep you waiting. Any luck with the Webster, Ned?
No hospital case, I'm afraid, Mrs. Forbes, if you can do without her.
You know best, Ned.
You best give me a hand to get her onto the trailer, Mrs. Bavinger.
Do be careful with it. It's a very old family heirloom and doesn't travel well.
Don't you worry, Mrs. Forbes. I got some soft padding down for the journey.
Is Miss Frobisher here, Bravinger?
In the drawing room, madam.
Coffee? Yes, please, Marjorie.
So, how did you get on with our Mr. De Vere?
I told him a thing or two. Read him the Riot Act, in fact.
I hope you weren't too severe with him. You don't want to blow your chances of, well, you know.
What?
Well, you never know. Go easy on him and he may turn out to be your Mr. Right.
The most he could ever be would be my Mr. Convenient. And I certainly refuse to have anything to do with a man who doesn't go to church on Sundays and appears to have no interest in farming.
Gone off him, have you?
I was never on him. And certainly not now, after he was so offhand with me. Blatantly rude, in fact.
Well, then maybe I should try my luck.
You'll do nothing of the kind, Marjorie. Just because he's beyond the pale at the moment doesn't mean he can't be moulded into something a bit more suitable.
I see. And you're going to do that, are you, just like that?
I won't pretend it's going to be easy or quick. You can't expect to squeeze 400 years of tradition into a few months without problems. But, with a bit of luck, I won't have to do it entirely unaided.
Well, I'll do anything I can, of course.
I didn't mean you, Marjorie.
Who else is there?
His mother.
How can Mrs. Pulu Thingy help you?
Well, she wants to be well thought of locally, which of course means me. And I find her quite charming. She's not one of us, of course, never will be. But at least she knows the difference between real silver and EPNS.
I see. Oh, what's that smell?
Oh, glory.
What is it?
Ned's trailer. I've just realized what he meant by soft padding for my grandfather Clock.
It's a deerstalker, Mother.
So, that's what you call it.
As worn by English landed gentry since the year dot. Now, does it suit me?
It has got a peak at the back as well.
Yes, well, I suppose that's to confuse the deer so that it doesn't quite know which way you're looking.
The English. Mad. Well, at least we have the jacket the right way on.
It's a Norfolk jacket.
Well, whatever. You look the perfect English country squire.
That's the idea. Now, you don't think the knickerbockers, or whatever you call these things, are a bit much?
Oh, I expect every self-respecting gentleman wears them.
Well, I was just off out around the estate to meet the people.
Now?
Yes.
On a Sunday?
Everybody's working as usual today, apparently. I thought that was only supermarkets, but not according to Audrey what's it?
Well, she's the person to listen to. You do what she says.
Mother, I'm not doing this because she says so.
She knows more about this place than you do.
Ah, for the time being, maybe. But that doesn't mean she can order me about. I will not be told by her or anyone else that I have to go to church and things.
Really, Dedrich, you are so high-handed at times. We had a saying in old Czechoslovakia, he who sits on the highest pinnacle still sits on his own backside.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
That a little humility might go a long way. Never forget where you came from or where you are going. She has connections and could be very useful to you.
I dare say, but if I start taking orders from her now, I'll never get her off my back. Do this, do that, drain the lake.
Is that what she told you to do?
Well, it's the only thing I can remember.
Then do it.
But I give the orders around here, not her. I'm the boss.
Do it.
Yes, Mother.
And another thing, invite her to dinner.
Oh, come on.
It would be nice for me. I think she and I have much in common.
I'm sure you do. Only excuse me if it takes a while for me to think what that could be.
I wonder if she knits.
Oh, this sort of fraternization is a bit premature.
Do it.
The invitation is on its way. Shall I tell her to bring her own wool?
Really, Marjorie, I just can't stand this sitting around reading the newspaper.
It's Sunday.
Yes, and it's spring, and there's work to be done, which nobody's doing. If De Vere cared about the farms, he'd be out there with his sleeves rolled up, as would anyone with their heart in the right place. Anyone who is at one with the rhythms of the earth and the changing of the seasons. How my heart skips with every winter calf feeling the softness of meadow grass for the first time. How my soul leaps for joy with the bleat of every newborn lamb, with every egg which hatches, and with every creature feeling the first warmth of a sunbeam at the end of a long winter.
Oh, how beautiful, Ord. Did you tell him that?
No, I'm just reading it in here. Today's countryman's nature's notes. Read the rest of it yourself, if you like. Yes, Bravenger?
May I clear the coffee things, madam?
By all means.
Well, let's have a go at the crossword.
If you must.
One across. Dance before the post-horn gallop. Seven letters.
Oh, I ask you. Easy peasy. Don't tell her, Bravenger. Let her work it out.
Oh, I give up. What's the answer?
Well, it's obvious. Fusspot. Any idiot could see that. Isn't that what you were going to say, Bravenger?
No, madam. I was going to suggest that the answer might be foxtrot.
Morning, Chick.
Morning. Now, don't tell me. Ned, isn't it?
Man and boy, sir. And me father before me. First, I were young Ned when me father were Ned.
Yeah.
Then he become old Ned, and I were just plain Ned. Now I'm old Ned, and he's dead Ned.
Yes, I see. Well, it comes to us all in the end.
Oh, your name ain't Ned as well, is it?
No.
Is this the job you had in mind, sir?
Yes, now you're the farm mechanic, are you?
Oh, and the rest, you name it, sir. Jack of all trades, me, potholes, sheep, trees, tractors, buildings, clocks even.
Yes, I wondered what that clock was doing in your trailer. You're the sort of person the estate couldn't do without, then.
It could be said, sir. Yeah, some do say it. Sounds like rain.
Well, how can you tell that with that noise going on? Now, don't tell me. Clouds? Bird formations? Ah, cows lying down. No. Now you said sounds like rain. I know you can hear something in the wind.
No, sir. We're on weather forecast this morning. You'll be from London, don't you, sir?
That's right.
Well, I went there once myself. I never took to it. All the crowds, people all pushing and shoving in the street, a place full of foreigners, filthy air and the traffic. Oh.
When was that?
Let's see now, that was 1946.
And it hasn't changed a bit. Well, nice talking to you, Ned.
And you.
Go on. Oh, catch Piglet up, Eeyore. Hooray! Bad luck, Piglet, Eeyore one. Oh, Mr. De Vere, have you been spying on me?
No, I was just taking a walk, and you happened to stray into my line of vision.
What are you doing here if you're not following me?
Getting used to the idea of being lord of all I survey.
You don't have to rub it in.
Who are you talking to?
My dog, of course. Bertie, come here.
Oh, this is Bertie, is it?
You're looking a bit of a Bertie yourself, if I may say so.
I'm sorry?
Bertie Wooster, in that get-up.
Oh, well, thank you for pointing it out.
There's more to farming than dressing up.
Then I must have bought this place under a misapprehension. What are you doing?
Thinking. I'm trying to fix the estate in my memory in its ideal form before it goes to rack and ruin.
I didn't mean that. I meant, what's this you're doing on the bridge, throwing things into the water and shouting hooray?
Playing poo sticks. Want a game?
What?
It's better with two. You be Piglet.
Piglet?
I'll be Pooh. I was Eeyore last time. Here's your stick.
But what do I do with it?
What?
Oh!
Don't say you don't even know how to play poo sticks.
Remind me.
Weren't you ever a child?
Oh, yes, in Bratislava.
Oh, we really do have to start from the beginning with you, don't we? Poo sticks is a game invented by Winnie the Pooh.
Who?
Oh, glory. To think that Grantley is now in the hands of a man who has no interest in farming, doesn't go to church, and, turns out, hasn't heard of A.A. Milne.
Is that a motoring organisation?
You have so much to learn, so you might as well start with poo sticks. We start on this side of the bridge,
yes,
and both throw our sticks into the river at the same time.
Right.
One, two, three, throw! And then we go over to this side of the bridge and wait for them to come out. And the one that comes out first wins. Ah, oh, there it is!
Yes, here she comes.
Now, that's too bad. Yours must have got caught up in something.
What do you mean, mine? It's yours that didn't come through. I won.
No, you haven't. That's my pool stick.
No, it's not. It's mine.
It's not. I remember it distinctly. That twiggy kink at the end.
Typical. Not only do you miss church and fail in your other duties, but you also cheat at pool sticks.
I do not cheat, nor do I fail. I don't know the meaning of the word.
You've been here a whole week and you haven't done a thing.
Do you want a bet? Now look. Look over there.
So, you're draining the lake. Bully for you.
It's a start.
Your first act as a farmer.
No, my last as a grocer. We need the trolleys. Yes, they should clean up all right, and they'll be back in the supermarket by midweek. Would you like to come for a little stroll?
Where?
Well, across one or two of those green things. Fields. Isn't that what you call them?
You don't have to be facetious, Mr. De Vere. Bertie, come along this way.
So, what were you doing on the bridge, apart from that silly game? I mean, I watched you for quite a while.
I told you. Thinking.
About me, was it? And how I'm going to destroy this state? Brooding?
No, savouring. Savouring the joys of spring. I was feeling that in spite of the circumstances, God may still be in his heaven. That is, except for 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning when he's in church.
Mm. Like a dog with a bone with that one, aren't you?
It's important. It's just that there are some of us left in this world who are at one with the rhythms of the earth and the changing seasons. Oh, if you knew how my heart skips with every winter calf feeling the softness of meadow grass for the first time, and how my soul leaps for joy with the bleat of every newborn egg and every creature feeling
the warmth of a sunbeam at the end of a long winter. Yes, yes, I read Countryman's Nature Notes.
So, you know what I mean, then?
Yes, surprisingly enough, I do. And you have no need to worry. With me in charge, everything will be in its place. The sheep in the meadow, the cows in the corn.
That's what I'm afraid of, Mr. De Vere. The cows shouldn't be in the corn.
Oh, all right, I admit I still have a lot to learn about the country. It really still is a mystery to me.
What's a mystery?
Well, before I bumped into you just now, I saw some cows in a field with a bull.
Yes?
Well, there was this bull surrounded by all the cows he could want.
Well?
And he was eating.
If you can't talk sensibly, I'm going home.
No, don't go. Look, I'll come straight to the point. I want to talk to you.
What about?
Our honeymoon.
I beg your pardon?
Our honeymoon, a political honeymoon, like 100 days of trouble-free settling in.
I don't understand.
I want a truce, room for manoeuvre. You have made your position quite clear. You resent me, you resent my circumstances and background, as opposed to yours. You resent my having the manor. That I understand. But I'll make my position clear. I might not be what you want for the manor, but neither are you altogether what I need for a neighbour. So we're stuck with each other, and we have to decide which way it's going to go. And what's more...
I have heard quite enough.
How would you like to come to dinner on Saturday?
I'd love to. If I can invite you to something.
Of course.
To come to church on Sunday.
Oh. Right in the palm of my hand, just where I want her.
Was I not right?
Yes, Mother. Surrender, total, unconditional surrender.
Whose?
For hers, of course. You know me, Mother. Now, look, please, just stop brushing me down. I'm not a horse.
Petey, you would go down a treat with her if you were. But I must have you looking your best.
I am looking my best. Now, please, just leave my jacket alone. You don't brush velvet. Look at it. Look at it now. Looks like it's covered in barcodes. Thank you very much. Now, where's that Bible?
Bible?
I'm reading the lesson in church tomorrow morning. Now, here we are. Now, let's see. Matthew, chapter 19.
Oh, no. Not that bit. You cannot.
Here we are. I tell you this, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
Surely she would not have chosen that.
Trying to put the fear of God into me now, is she? Not that it matters. By the time I've got this estate on its feet, I wouldn't be a rich man.
She is very late.
Yes. And I don't really see why we should wait for her before we can have a drink. I'm opening the champagne now.
Maybe she is not coming.
That certainly would be a deliberate snub. She'll come.
Don't be so sure, Bedrich. Your personal magnetism may have served you well in the past, but her type is not so easily drawn.
Not by me, no, but a free dinner is something else altogether. She's just seeing what she can get away with, that's all. Right, champagne?
Thank you, Bedrich.
Oh, Mother, when she gets here, try not to call me Bedrich in front of her.
Hello?
What the hell?
Ah, here she is.
What does she think she's doing, coming in the French window?
Oh, don't be so stuffy, Bedrich.
Mother?
Sorry, Richard. Oh, come along in, my dear.
Thank you. Good evening, Mrs. Wulowitzka. Mr. Devere?
Yes. Now, this house does have a front door, or had you forgotten?
Seems so much quicker to cut across the garden, and then I saw you through the window. Silly to go all the way around.
And you're late.
Yes, I'm sorry. My clock is still being repaired. And anyway, it's polite to be 20 minutes late.
You're 40 minutes late.
I'm just doubly polite.
Well, isn't this wonderful? Give her some champagne, Richard.
Champagne, I say. Are we celebrating?
Well, the idea was to toast the start of a long and fruitful partnership.
Let's say the future of the Grantley estate. It's not so controversial.
I'll drink to that.
To the student farmer.
I'll drink to that, too.
To the rhythms of the earth and the changing seasons. Down the hedge.
Yes.
Champagne is very Moorish.
I hear a cheerful sound. Let us get our noses in the trough.
Good idea. Now, all right. Now, tomorrow, I promise you, I'll read the lesson as to the manner born.
And I promise you, I'll be there to see that you do.
Ah, madam, how was your evening?
Very good, thank you, Ravenger. Ah, the Webster.
Ned brought it back this evening.
And it's working all right, is it?
Perfectly, madam. So it's back to the old Saturday night clock-winding routine.
You weren't waiting up for me or anything.
I was anxious, madam. Midnight is rather late for you.
I had a lot to say to Mr. Devere.
I hope you put him right on a few things, madam.
Brabantra, be careful what you say about Mr. Devere.
I'm sorry, madam.
I have heard some very unkind and unjust things said about him in this house.
I have said nothing against him, madam, ever.
No, but you have listened. We'll have no more of it. Well, I must get to bed. Church in the morning. Good night, Ravenclaw.
Good night, madam.
Oh, Chloe. How dare they stop without me?
What's going on?
Morning, Rector.
Morning, Ned. Thank you for resetting the church clock.
Pleasure.
Morning, Mr. Devere.
Morning.
Good to see you in church. Thank you for reading the lesson.
Anytime.
Wasn't he super, Rector? Do you know, for the first time, I could hear every word.
Marjorie?
Oh, there you are, Mrs. Forbes Hamilton.
Marjorie, what's happening?
So, where were you, Aud?
What do you mean, where was I?
Hungover after last night, I suppose.
Yes, where were you? You stood me up.
Oh, dear, did you forget that the clocks go forward today?
What?
There's always one, isn't there? And I must say, I never thought it would be you, Mrs. Forbes Hamilton.
Not in 100 years.
Or even 400.
You of all people, Aud.
Particularly somebody who is so at one with the rhythms of the earth and the changing of the seasons.
But there is a simple explanation. You see, Ned... Ned, you tell them. Ned, come back here. Ned, come back here. Ned, will you please come back here?
To the Manor Born starred Penelope Keith as Audrey Forbes Hamilton, Keith Barron as Richard Devere, Angela Thorne as Marjorie Frobisher, Marjorie Withers as Mrs. Polovitska, Nicholas McArdle as Brabinger and the Rector, and Frank Middlemas as Ned. It was written by Peter Spence and produced by Jane Beartooth.